A recent study out of Virginia Tech finds that the Virginia Creeper Trail has quietly boosted southwestern Virginia's economy at a scale that few outside of the counties it runs through may realize. Dylan Andrews, an economic development specialist with Virginia Tech, says the $61 million in economic output that the trail generates in a typical year makes sense when you consider the number of travelers the trail brings in each year.
In a typical year, it would bring in well over, 100,000 to 150,000 visitors from outside the region. That doesn't count the people in region that use it daily.
When Hurricane Helene ripped through the area in 2024, it dealt a severe blow to the local economy situated around the trail. Some businesses lost as much as half of their yearly income. Andrews describes how one such shop was affected.
We were down there on a Friday, I think about 3 weeks after the storm had hit, and they would say, hey, on a typical Friday this time of year, we would have 220 riders. That day, they had 15 signed up.
Andrews notes that the rebuilding efforts continue, and the trail's conservators recently received a congressional allocation to help repair the Whitetop to Damascus stretch of the trail. The Damascus to Abingdon Trail remains open. Emma Thomas, WFIR News.